And I thought, when I reach a certain number on my paycheck with my corporate promotion to a managerial position, like if I'll have a certain amount of people under me, then I'll be somebody. No, wait, not just somebody. I'll be a superior or with more authority, more power, more control. Wow. I would have the power to approve or disapprove someone's request for time off. I can put my signature that might change someone's life circumstances. Is that it? Is it really what is called a successful, educated woman of worth? I didn't mention other important qualifications such as years of experience, education, and other skills. Well, this is how you are valued. This is your worth when time to look for a job, right? When I graduated from college, it was my greatest, most energy-draining experience. After like 50 interviews and still unemployed, I began considering that there was something really wrong with me. My self-worth was very vulnerable, and it affected my self-image and all type of self-definitions. Friends, welcome to Simple Money Systems, episode number 25, about how money plays your self-image. How much are you worth? What is your net value? Believe it or not, I've got a formula for that as well. Get your earphones in and let's find out. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers? The list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane. Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. You are struggling to save money. You are frustrated with your spouse for the lack of budgeting skills. You have tried different types of financial classes that didn't work for you. You felt stifled, but yet you can't find the time to actually get your finances in order and to get your spouse on board. So honestly, you just live in a constant frustration. Look, I want to show you how my simple budget framework for married couples can get you there in literally only 15 minutes a day. 15 minutes a day is all you have to spend on your budget, your finances, and potentially wealth creation. That's right. Even if you don't have a dual income or live paycheck to paycheck, the wealth creation is possible. You just need to know how to adequately save and get serious about that. Okay, so time is not something that should be holding you back for one more day. Go right now to the show notes right below this episode and book a 15-minute call to chat about how working together could be the right fit. as a bonus, this time only for the first 5 candidates who booked calls with me, I offer a great discount for all 4 coaching sessions building your simple budget framework. I believe that this is what you have been praying for. Can't wait to witness another win, what your budget can do for you. Friend, how much value is your self-worth image? Today I will talk about your self-worth. Why do we even care about it? I know many people who work on their self-image just to impress others, to get a better job, to be accepted in a certain club or network, to gain more clients, to be perceived as intelligent, smart, outgoing, people person. And it's all about being accepted and successful. Here, we often tend to fall into the trap of going after Jonas's, stepping into a crazy wheel of a rat race, of comparison, of established new norms of lifestyle, manners, and even ethics. This can actually distort the truth of real self-worth so easily if the goal is to make an impression on others. This type of self-image can detrimentally affect your true value, authenticity, and your uniqueness, how God created you with a special set of talents, personality traits, and characteristics. Your divine purpose is like no others, and nobody can value or evaluate your worth because there is no other like you to even compare. Material possessions can be symbols of social status and success, leading to associating your worth with the things you own. I know people who only buy expensive brands of clothing, cars, jewelry, and even food items to separate themselves from others, so-called less worthy people. And when you try to associate with such people, there is no depth there. So much emptiness, so much cheap self-worth, so much covered up, poor, shallow soul, desperate for true riches that aren't measurable or attached to material things and money, and with controlling ego of others, so-called less worthy people. How does it happen? A part of such false self-worth is a money machine in business making. It's the whole big advertisement industry trying to sell us happiness in everything. Advertisements and media often portray certain products as essential for happiness or success, creating a link between material possessions and self-worth. The pop-up ads are everywhere now. Even when I work on my laptop or check my emails, there must be a picture with an ad crawling into my screen that distracts my attention with total junk. When there is an inner void in us, unfulfilled dreams, maybe rejection by others, such conditions are very hard to endure and to go through. And we tend to fall for short fixes as we go after shopping therapy, overeating, loading ourselves with sugar, gluing our eyes to funny videos, just to give that little sense of emotional fulfillment. And if we are not careful, all these void escape channels lead to others, deepening our already troubled self-esteem and creating even heavier problems with physical health, emotional well-being, and psychosyndrome, leading to all kinds of other inner distortions. This is where cruel addictions creep in, as alcohol and drugs and so many others. We like quick fixes to our deep invisible to others, and our wounded self-image. Another very self-worth destructive fix is controlling people. Oh, what a shortcut to boost the false self-esteem to control others who might or not might be your subordinates. What a false satisfaction it gives to boost your chest up and make others, by manipulating them into following your control-thirsty leadership with a totally wrong purpose of a well-masked, empty vessel and a dried-up well. And if for some reason they disobey you, oh, how much power you have to punish them. So they would not even think of not honoring your directive. Wow. When we fall into societal norms, cultural influences, family standards, and even personal beliefs, it all can contribute to the attachment of self-image to material things. What is true self-worth? It refers to the value and respect you have for yourself. It's about recognizing your inherent value, regardless of external factors such as achievements, appearances, or others' opinions. It involves a deep sense of self-respect, acceptance, and appreciation for your abilities, qualities, and uniqueness. When my son Dave was born with Down syndrome, and being a new mother of a child with an intellectual disability, it affected my self-worth. Automatically, not even giving much thought or consideration, I fell into a trap of a very low self-esteem. I immediately was thinking of how others would look at my son, what hardships of cruel societal norms he will face, and even more, how I will handle all of this. Many other factors in our lives can easily throw us to the curb as unworthy unless we allow it. So, how to be worthy in an unworthy society? The thing is that our perception of social acceptance is already distorted when it is based on physical appearance or on what is called a low or high IQ factor. Your value is much more, and it is immeasurable and does not fall into acceptable norms or beliefs, but rather installed deep in your soul DNA. Not only live a life of joy, happiness, love, blessing, and forgiveness, but my friend, to be that joy, to be that happiness, be that love, blessing, forgiveness, and acceptance first to yourself and then others. When you freely give these gifts by being the one to yourself, to your family, your neighborhood, your church, your school, your coworkers, your boss, your mom, dad, brother, or sister, and you can become the one today, right now, right here. See, your state of joy is not externally influenced, and you can't buy it with money or gold. It's rooted in your inner identity that is uniquely installed in us by a higher power, by our Creator. Friends, let's walk through 6 steps to help you find that self-worth that is more valuable than precious gems or any material possessions. Step number 1. Create your daily power hour and time for gratitude. My power hour is early in the morning when I do short exercises and reflect on scripture verse and prayer. This ignites my day, clears my thoughts, and provides all I need to meet the day's challenges, ups and downs, keeping my mind at peace. And I love my time for gratitude right before bedtime. What a blessing to wrap up your day with a grateful heart. Step number two, recognize the battle of your mind. The enemy of our souls constantly tries to distort our perception of self-worth. Combat negative thoughts with God's truth from Scripture. Have your praise and worship songs on. Get your Thanksgiving song out to your King. Step number three, train yourself to think what is true. Be open to identifying your own biases, prejudices, and preconceptions that may influence your thinking. Focus on God's truth rather than negative self-perceptions. Remember that your identity is in Christ, redeemed from self-destruction, loved unconditionally, created with a calling on your life. Step number four, always have faith. Know and believe who you truly are, the daughter of the King. And this is how you take yourself, not by your looks, talent, possessions, or even circumstances. Believe that you are known by God. You are worthy of all stars in heaven. You are an apple of your heavenly Father's eye. You are greatly cherished and loved. You are important and dear. You are that precious treasure worthy of being the daughter of the King. Step number five, guard your words. Renew your mind by listening and reading encouraging messages, audio Bible, sermons, and books. Make a contract with yourself. Only words of truth, wisdom, encouragement, and wholesome kindness and compassion to inspire and uplift yourself and others. And step number six, surround yourself with people who demonstrate their self-worth based on invisible inner treasures so you can share your journey of better understanding of self-worth and support each other. My friend, I want you to know that you're enough. You are precious. You are loved. You're fearfully and wonderfully made inside out. You do not need to please anyone, to meet other people's standards. You are free of others' influences, manipulations, and controls. You were created free to praise and worship your King, to be the person of your special calling, to live a fulfilling life of purpose, to embrace your unique gifts and talents, to make a meaningful impact on the people around you. I am so glad you joined today's Simple Money Systems. You can implement these tips right now. Don't wait for better times. Change your daily life for the better right now. I would love to hear from you about how these strategies helped you, or maybe you have yours that may help others. My goal is to simplify your life, to save your precious time and hard-earned money. You may join the Simple Money Systems Facebook group to share your thoughts and for any questions and support. Become an insider by signing up to my weekly email with new episodes, tips and tricks on budgeting, and new offers. Check the show notes right below this episode for links on how to connect with me. My friend, lead your day with confidence, peace of mind, and grateful heart. Give yourself grace, adjust as you go, and stay consistent. Start small. Learn to take small, simple steps, one at a time. Simply, just start today, right now. If you find here some tips and useful ideas helping you in any way, or if you feel stretched or challenged, can I ask your favor? Please leave a 5-star review on the Simple Money Systems Apple Podcast. Just scroll down a few episodes for the review section. I am thrilled to know that this episode contributed to yours and others' well-being, inspiring me to bring even more topics on how to make life simple, enjoyable, and free. Start right now, right here, because you are worthy. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Deanna Gallas.